Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
For me this year, it is still about winning the game. Figure out everything else. You will fine-tune this as time goes on. But it can be as simple as win the game.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
And I know last time against the Packers, Ben Johnson said he didn't make any halftime adjustments. And the 2 and 3 yard runs ended up becoming 5 and 6 yard runs. And that's what helped them win this. Would you like to see it earlier? Absolutely. But will you take it, especially this year? I ask that you do.
Please be patient.
That could be the theme of the 2025 regular season Bears. Would you like to see it earlier? Absolutely. That could just be the theme right there.
And they have said it.
What are you doing, Gary? The race has started. You let Snelly take the lead. Let's go, Gary. Start moving. You're blowing everything we trained for. Blowing it.
It's okay, Rocky. You go when you feel like it.
I think when you look at everything that transpired, it's very easy and objectively true to say the Packers choked this game away. At the same time, even as they're choking the game away, the Bears have to be able to take advantage at every opportunity for it to go the way that it did. And they did. So you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, just find a way to freaking win the game.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The Score.
Hello, Layla and Marshall are off today. I am Mark Crotty, sitting right here with you, hanging out on The Score on the eve of Christmas Eve with my guy Gabe Ramirez. Gabe, we have 2 days to get this right, my friend. You and I are manning the midday show for the next 48 hours straight.
Fortunately for everybody, it'll only take 2 minutes for us to get this thing right.
Absolutely. Okay. I think it's already going.
G&G in the building.
That's right. We are back, Gabe and Crotty. Once upon a time for one glorious year. It felt like much longer than that because of how much we hyped ourselves,
which we're
good at.
It's kind of like when an NFL player plays with the team, like your team, and you're like, man, I thought we had him for a lot of years.
Yeah.
No, he actually was just half a season.
You and I had a mutually large impact on one another, apparently, to build up what we did. We both, just to give you the background, Gabe and I lived in Oak Park for 1 year. We moved
together.
In around. Yeah, together. Hey, man, I had plenty of room in my abode that you could have.
Landlord.
You could have joined. Oh, yeah, that place, man. So, yes, spent one glorious year there, and then I ran scared back to the city of Chicago, which to some people would call ironic. You're running scared to Chicago? Yeah, yeah, I couldn't handle Oak
Park.
You're
a city boy.
I'm a city
boy.
You know what? I needed that moment. I needed to know. Is it time for me to, like, so, you know, grow up,
is
so to speak?
Alsip Grody again?
No. Yeah, no, it was Itasca.
Itasca Grody?
Right. Went to Lake Park High School, Roselle, Medina, that whole area. Like, sometimes you think as you get older, there's a time for me to settle down a little bit, go sell out.
No.
I found out no. And I am back in the city, but you still have those Oak Park ties.
Got the kids, got the Oak Park ties. But, you know, I would say the impact, Grody, of us being together is not just felt by each other. It's by the city of Chicago. They feel our love.
You think?
They feel our happiness.
Do they?
I mean, if they're enjoying the Bears season, the show to listen to them.
I'm so glad that you and I, this is the first time I've gotten to talk about the game. Now, I did the podcast, Take the North, so you could hear my initial response to what went down, which was pretty damn similar to everybody's initial response to what went down. Yeah, Bears, and wow, and wow, and wow. And then when you take a couple of deep breaths and you get 15 minutes in, boy, Bears really sucked in that game. It was not a good game until it was a great game. And I'll just tell you, too, really quickly, Gabe, because I do want to hear your perspective on where you were when you were watching it and what the environment was. I was in a press box where you have to maintain order and peace. Literally,
that's why I've never made it to the press box.
Yeah, right, you couldn't. Literally, there's no cheering in the press box. You've heard that. That's a real thing. Keep your mouth shut. Don't get loud. It's like literally like being in a library for people who have been in libraries. And I know not everybody has been in a library. But it's,
books, right?
You get a little card. And it's renting books. Do you still rent books? It still works
right? Every Wednesday, my daughter goes to the library and gets books that we read. So
okay,
it's a little thing.
So anyway, in the press box, you got to control yourself. But there are just certain sports moments that you're going to react. So what it is in a press box like this, and I've been in enough press boxes to have seen this prior to this for other sports and other teams when big things happen, Gabe, it's a gasp. It's just that you have to move a little bit. You have to be audible in some way, shape, or form. Not cheer, none of that, just you know what I mean?
So like, wow. Like impressed.
Right. And I wish, and maybe there is a camera on that. There probably is a camera on everybody in the press box.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to go back and see the serious media, of which I am a part and have my place at Soldier Field, like to have seen that reaction, because the level of reactions was the best part about it. From the fans, from the most jacked up crowd that I've been around in a few years. I don't want to go overboard start saying it's the best that I've ever been to. But
it was.
So were you there?
No, but I heard it.
Okay.
And it was the loudest I'd ever heard the Bear Soldier Field.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I would be curious. You're talking about trying to catch a glimpse of what people were like. I'm curious which moment you're talking about. Is it the onside kick? Is it the touchdown to Jahdae Walker? Is it the game-winning touchdown to DJ Moore? Like, there's so many moments that room could have been up in arms.
In the gasp. Yeah, I would say the biggest gasp, or that biggest hold it in moment, can't hold it in moment, and you know, in terms of doing our jobs, was the 46-yard touchdown to how could it not be?
Like, oh my God.
In that spot, in that scenario,
makes
you don't know
smile.
What they're going to do. They're not necessarily moving it. Are they going to run the ball? And then boom, they go for the money. And then there you have it. Six games this season where the Bears have come back in the final 2 minutes of a game. It's just been improbable, but a bandwagon, which I hopped on in terms of believing that this team is for real. I guess it was the Eagles game, maybe even one game prior to that. Probably the Eagles, though, and I've been on their bandwagon, so to speak, since, in terms of being like, you deserve legitimacy, at least from me.
Yeah, before the Eagles game, I certainly was shouting from the rooftops that the Bears were good, right? I think that was the question. That's what the debate was about more often than not, was, is this team good? They're beating up on bad teams. Well, in order to be, at the very bare minimum, good, You have to beat the bad teams, right? So that you can be better than them. So therefore you are good. And then it was a matter of, were they one of the great teams this season? And then when you beat up on, obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles, you have a remarkable comeback victory against the Green Bay Packers, and you're a game out of the first number one seed in the NFC, you have to say to yourself, yeah, this team can compete. Can compete. Not necessarily that they're better, but they can compete with all of those teams.
There's no doubt about it, but there was what I would call last night watching Monday Night Football. I'm going to call it a humbling, and that was San Francisco smoking the Colts. Never really in doubt. Got close a couple times last night. San Francisco 48, the Colts 27. San Francisco, like the Bears, now 11-4. Old Brock Purdy, 25 of 34, 295 yards, and hold up your hand, 5 touchdowns. Bears nemesis and Bears fan, George Kittle. Did you know he was a Bears fan?
Of course.
Bears.
Hates the Packers.
He hates the Packers. 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Do you remember what he did to the Bears last year? Bears don't. They didn't cover him last year in San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey, 21 catches, 117 yards. I'm sorry, 21 rushes, 117 yards on the ground. In other words, they got their stars going.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you have to look at them and say, that's they're a little better than the Bears. They have won 5 in a row. They are on an absolute roll right now. So after sort of 48 hours of processing the greatness, it's almost like, okay, time to turn the page. Time to start to look ahead. And it doesn't feel as urgent. I understand. It's human nature. The Bears did clinch a playoff berth. This game probably didn't look good on the schedule no matter what. So maybe if you just play well, it's okay. But I would very much like to see the Bears take this game at a 10 the way they took the Green Bay game.
Yeah, when you're looking at the San Francisco 49ers and any team in the NFC West for that matter, very similar to the makeup of the Chicago Bears. When you're looking at the Rams, it's a two-headed monster. Blake Corum, Kyren Williams running the ball, and then they lean on Matthew Stafford to get him out of certain situations. Seattle, same thing. You got Kenneth Walker, you got Zach Charbonnet, and then they lean on Darnold and Jackson Smith and Jigba. When you're looking at the Niners, without Brock Purdy, that's who they were, right? Leaning on Christian McCaffrey, not the two-headed monster, Brian Robinson Jr. not getting a ton of carries, but leaning on Christian McCaffrey and then allowing your other stars, whether it's Ricky Pearsall when he's in the game, Juwan Jennings, and then obviously Kittle. The Bears are like that as well, right? These are teams that do that. But now when you add Brock Purdy in, the last couple of weeks, I mean, geez, he's been extremely impressive. You want to know what one stat that I took away when doing a deep dive on the Rams yesterday versus the Colts? Out of their first 21 points, their first 3 drives, right, only once did they smell third down. Once. So just a lot of first, second down, first, second down, first down, first down, second down, second down, first down, second.
Damn.
One time out of 3 scores did they touch third down. So this is an efficient offense. And just like the Packers, Grody, right? This is a team that has had the same offense for quite some time, the same stars that they've been leaning on. So that's the one advantage that these teams have, not the Seattle Seahawks, but in teams like the Rams and teams like the Niners, that they have this foundation already set, which the Bears are trying to get to. But that, to me, is the differentiator between the Bears and some of the top teams in the NFC West.
Yeah, I mean, the Seattle Seahawks right now, they're at 12-3 and just so legit. I mean, you just referenced that game, the 38-37 wild overtime win against the Rams. And Matthew Stafford, this guy, I mean, woof. MVP candidate for sure. So these are the teams, man, and the Bears will get a crack at one of them, obviously, in the Sunday nighter. And you could look at San Francisco a little bit at a slight disadvantage in terms of the days to get ready for that game. For some reason, when you were talking about the high efficiency, we were talking about the Rams offense and the high efficiency rate. What's the best, the most efficient or explosive offense that you go to when you think about great offenses
this year
in NFL history?
Oh, in
like
history.
Like even I'll give you like what came to my mind really
quick. Like the greatest show on turf.
That's what came to my mind. See how we think.
We're locked in.
There was 13 minutes it took. We just locked in. There were some tenuous moments there, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll hug during the break.
And then Kurt Warner brought us back together as a team.
Yeah.
And then of course I think of of Tom Brady with the Randy Moss year. Yeah. Was it the 15? Was that the perfect regular season?
Where he didn't have to dink and dunk. He was actually able to throw it over the top.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, there's a few of those New England Patriots offenses.
Who else you got there? I think about the Vikings when they had Adrian Peterson and obviously some big wide receivers.
Culpepper.
I think of those days where they had some dominant offenses.
Yeah.
Who else you got over there? It looks like you got a list.
No, I don't have a list.
I'm off the top.
It was just like sidebar. I feel like, you know, I like the sidebar with you every once in a while.
Were you saying that the Bears are cut from that cloth?
No. That was just in honor of what you were saying about not having a third down, not having to deal.
Who are
offenses that were like that never even dealt with a third down? And if they did, it was like third and two, and they would go deep.
It's almost like teams forgot about the Niners because Brock Purdy was out. And the assumption was they're just, you know, they lost Bosa for a couple of games. So for them, it was, this isn't a team that's going to be atop the NFC because obviously the Seahawks are playing well, the Rams are playing well. So they kind of got lost in the sauce, but they have the potential, now that they just won this game, to be the number one seed in the NFC. If they beat the Bears and then they play the Seahawks last game of the season. So if they win out, they have that on their shoulder as well. So they're going to be playing for something. And the Bears, obviously both teams are going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a game that I will be at.
Yeah, I've been hearing things about that.
Flying to San Fran.
It's your annual trip with your friends and
friends and family. Yeah,
so you got cousins and buddies. And how long have you been doing this little excursion?
A little over 20 years, doing a little something. But this is probably the best game we've ever gone to.
Okay.
You know, we've had a lot of years where you go on a road trip and it sucks when your team loses because then their entire city is just crapping on you. But then when you know, I want to go somewhere and win. And that's why we actually picked the Niners game, because we felt like it could be a game we could win.
Wow.
And
strategic.
By we, I mean the Bears.
Yeah, you get better at those things. I bet other people listening do road trips as well. You get better at strategizing. And as we get older, maybe there's a little more income. You can get a little more extravagant.
San Fran, a little Cali. You know?
There you go. That's what I was thinking.
Airbnb instead of hotels. You know, level up.
You know what? And we'll get into some of that later on. As a matter of fact, in halftime, you know, just be thinking about this, about your great road trips that you have done.
You're
good at that.
I'm expecting a victory, but how are you feeling? I know you're weary, but are you? Is there a level of confidence in there?
Yeah, no, I do have confidence. Okay. Like it's at this point, it would be, and I do have to catch myself sometimes too, because people who listen to me know that I have been skeptical a lot of this Bears season until I stopped being skeptical, just because of the way, even when they were winning in a certain way, that didn't seem sustainable. The season has changed. The Bears have gotten better. So I'm always a little bit careful and a little bit hesitant in that regard. But one thing I do want to get into as well, got to take a break here, is Brian Urlacher.
Hmm.
Brian Urlacher's out here talking. And
like political stuff, or are we talking about football?
Oh,
stuff?
No, we're talking about football.
Okay, good.
What, you want to get into the political stuff?
No.
I can give you 10 minutes right here. No, I'm kidding.
Or like a call up right now.
The dump button might be hit right now. I don't know. But Brian Urlacher talking about what you just referenced here, sustainability. And, as it relates to when the Bears last went to the Super Bowl in the 06 and into the 07 Super Bowl, is it sustainable? So let's get into some of that coming up next. It's Raheemi Harris and Grody. I have Gabe Ramirez in here today as well on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harris and Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
If I were to choose a team to win the Super Bowl at this point, it'd be the Bears.
Oh. Welcome back to Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. My guy Gabe Ramirez filling in.
Yes, sir.
For my partners who are traveling the world to be with their families just like they should absolutely do. Do you know whose voice that was we just heard coming in from the break? It's Cubs player. It's Nico Hoerner. Nico Hoerner saying that the Bears are going to go all the way, going to win the Super Bowl. Gabe, do you think that the Bears...
Is that what we're doing?
No.
The spot? Okay, I like
no,
this.
No. I'm not going to ask you what you think I'm going to ask. It's close to what you think I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Do you think the Bears are good enough to be a Super Bowl team? To, like, advance to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
In other words, win multiple playoff games.
Are they good enough? Yes.
Yeah. So
it's without a doubt.
Yeah.
When you watch this team and you watch the makeup of the squad and the perseverance, the relentlessness of this team, and I'm not just talking about the comebacks, Grody. I'm talking about the style of football they play, where you can lean on DeAndre Swift, who is capable of doing damage. You can give the ball to Kyle Manungai in short yardage situations and feel confident that he's going to be able to execute. When you're talking about Caleb Williams, moving him outside of the pocket, or if he has to lean on his legs, sustained drives is what the Bears have had all season long. And that is the way to go deep in the playoffs, right? Keep the opposing team off the field. Defense, let's not forget, they've been, you know, bandaged up this entire time with guys missing. And finally, when you saw Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards back in those linebacker positions, executing at a high level, TJ Edwards with that big stuff on third and one right before Malik Willis ended up fumbling the ball. I mean, those are big moments. So when you can have a defense that is playing, continuing to play at a higher level, it's not just the offense, it's offense and defense continuing to play better, as Ben put it, their best football in December. Then when you look at the teams in the NFC, no one's scary. I'm not to say that they might not be better than the Bears, but they're not scary to the point where you don't feel like you can compete when given 60 minutes.
It's such a great point about the defense, and I needed to be reminded of that, how banged up the Bears' defense has been, because it's the one part of the team that it's easy to look at and pick apart or pick on even and say that's the part we don't know if it's sustainable. Is it sustainable? Is the defensive line sustainable? Like, can you deal with Montez Sweat not being a double-digit sack guy? Dio Dangbo, you projected him and you brought him big money. Now, that's an injury. Injuries happen. Is Jervon Dexter really the guy? But you pointed out, like, those injuries are so real. Like, the Jalen Johnson from the beginning, and he still doesn't look like Jalen Johnson. And Jalen Johnson has been straight with us on that. I've talked to him one-on-one on the record.
What is he saying?
And he says specifically that when I am right, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I'm comfortable paraphrasing.
I love that.
When I'm right, I'm one of the best corners in the league. And he completely allowed me to read in between the lines, and I didn't have to read in between the lines much further. He has said he is not 100% yet, that he is not where he wants to be in his recovery process. And it doesn't mean he's going to re-injure himself or it could get worse. It's just this guy has been out since the beginning of the season.
And you'd still rather have an 80% Jalen Johnson in a rotation.
It seems like that.
With Tyreek, that he's back.
I'll admit, there were times watching the game in the press box when I was talking to some of the the folks around me. Like, are we at a point where Jalen Johnson is hurting the team sometimes when he's in there? But you're probably right. Like, he probably still is the best option, and it's silly to consider somebody who makes that money and who is. He's right. He's one of the best cover corners in the league, Jalen Johnson is, when he's right. But you brought up, it's a great reminder for me, the T.J. Edwards aspect, the Tremaine Edmonds. And Edmonds was not that long ago where he was a part of a suspect defense. So, had a really good year.
But the drop-off, not to, I love all my Bears players, but the drop-off when you had Noah Sewell in there, Ruben Hippolyte, that was a drop-off there.
I would say, like, early in the season, Noah Sewell was better than he is right now, because if you go back, he had some pretty high tackle numbers, and there's reasons for that sometimes. Sometimes you are just a beneficiary of tackles, depending on what the other team is doing, so I would even have to look at that. But Sewell's had, relative to what I thought Sewell was going to do this year, he's had a nice season. But that's really, that's not the point now. I'm kind of going off on another tangent. But it's just, it's really Bears. A good, Bears. that's the palate cleanser, Bears. It's Bears. Really a good reminder for me, because that is the only part of this team that you look at and say, next year, could it be like that? But let's add even more texture to this, Gabe.
Love it.
And our guy, Paul Pabst, who is the executive producer for the great Dan Patrick Show, a terrific show that he produces. He also, Paul Pabst, does a show here on The Score every Saturday. I listened to it many times. I've been on the show. I was on the show earlier this year. It's the Tailgate with Paul Pabst. He told us that he talked to number 54, Brian Urlacher, and that we could play a little snippet of it. It comes out this Saturday at 7 a.m. You should check it out to hear the entire interview. But we were allowed to look at a menu and select some cuts, medium rare. This is the back and forth that I think I had three. Was it three choices I was given? I was giving three choices on the menu to select this appetizer. This was what I wanted to hear and play for everybody here on The Score.
Going back to 2006, you made the Super Bowl, and a lot of people had similar criticisms of the Bears, like, it's not sustainable, this defense can't do it. Simple question, how does this Bears team win the NFC and make it to the Super Bowl?
They run the ball really good. I think that's a great key to win football games in December and January, because the weather's cold everywhere you go. It's going to be cold if you're outside. So they've ran the football the second half of the season better than anybody. Just keep doing that. Don't turn the football over. Protect your quarterback. And Caleb, just keep taking care of the football. You know, he's done a good job in these big games. But they are going to keep – the takeaways aren't just going to stop. You know, they're a good defense. They're going to keep getting takeaways. And I think the more pressure you get on quarterbacks, the easier it is to take the football away.
Well, seeing that – and Urlacher sort of adding to what you said, I do think, like, that's not sustainable to think about the turnovers. It is this year. Like, I've got to the point, too, where there's just too many things you can't deny about the Bears, even if you want to. And you want to be like, well, this turnover stuff isn't going to keep up. It has sustained itself. Urlacher's right about the running. He was on a team that had Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson in that Super Bowl season, one of which Thomas Jones had a 1,000-yard season, and Benson, you know, well over 600 yards. The difference is with that team, the 06 Bears and that era of Bears football, they had many more stars. They had Urlacher, Briggs, Charles Tillman, Tommy Harris, Alex Brown. Like, and that's, you know, I'm missing somebody somewhere along that line. But that was very sustainable as well. But what did you think about what Brian Urlacher said, and thinking that this is for real, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, far too often we as Bears fans have seen the head coach or the offensive coordinators abandon the run, right? Where they're in shotgun, they're never under center, they're doing play actions from there. They're abandoning the run, and then it puts them in precarious situations where defensive lines are able to obviously attack the quarterback. When you're able to run the way that the Bears are, even if they're not, even we would say it all the time, even if it's 2 yards, you hear it so often, pound the rock on first down, soften that defense, so that way in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter, that's where you can find that breakaway moment, because defenses have been banged up and bruised and are tired. And when you got a guy like Caleb leading the offense, it puts you in a better situation in order to execute at a higher level. So I hear what he said. So I agree with the run game.
Well, there he goes. There he goes. Gabe Ramirez, we lost him for once.
Then.
Then. It's so funny. Gabe had the – I got to set the – for people who are not watching on Twitch, Gabe was like, okay, he's trying to fight through it without having to cough. And then, like a radio pro, he looks at me and points down to me like he's appealing to third base.
Save
Brody,
me.
You got to talk, man.
Please save me.
And I'll be honest, I was so mesmerized by what you were saying, I wasn't ready to talk. So I just did play-by-play. There it is. Are you okay now?
I am. You know what it is? I get excited when I talk about this Bears team.
Let's go to Jack. No, I'm kidding. No, don't put Jack on the air. There's some people who like to hang out and like wanted to get on the air, but we're talking right now. But you know what? Let's open the phone lines because we're always open here. I should have mentioned that earlier. 312-644-6767. Always texting. We take your phone calls as well. You were saying number 52.
Following up with just the defensive side, right? I mean, you know, Dennis Allen has done an excellent job with this squad, right? When you're talking about schematically what he's doing, whether it's third down, putting everybody up on the line, or just the bend don't break mentality that the Bears, you saw them do it against the Packers on Saturday. They put themselves in a position to get those turnovers, so where the Bears were fortunate enough to win the game without multiple, right, against the Pack. They show that they can still do it in other ways, and that was the most exciting part.
Yeah, it is, right. And you have teams that can win in multiple ways and win with guys that you didn't even think about the possibility of. And we just saw that last week with Jahdae Walker, right? There's a list of these guys. Jahdae Walker. DeMarco Jackson is another great.
The list can go on.
Let's be honest. Like, Kyle Manungai, I think, has to be on that list.
Of course.
But there's a lot of people, too, who did love a Manungai. I don't know. I mean, it's just... It's part of the mentality of this town. Like,
I was one of the haters, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah. And I own it.
I wasn't a hater, but I was a doubter. There's a difference, hater, doubter.
I was more hating the idea of going into week one. All right, I'm just being honest, right? Going into week one with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, where you felt like they should have added veteran depth.
Totally.
Something along the lines. Like, the Bears were fortunate that neither one of them were gone for a long stretch of time throughout the course of the season. But had one of them went down, I mean, you saw Roshan, he was in and out, cup of coffee right there.
Yeah, what a weird thing
so,
for him.
You know, so the Bears were fortunate in that sense. And then Kyle Manungai has proven that, look, I even though I'm 5'8", air quotes, you know, like I can get the job done, right? I'm a big body. I know how to play football. I'm a gamer.
Well, and then...
Kyle Manungai! Oh,
yeah. I'm still working through that, whether I'd like that or not. And actually, one of the people that I believe is co-hosting tomorrow on the radio station, I think it's hard to keep up with all the different
holiday
combinations
stuff,
during the holidays, including where I'll be.
G&G is just what's the most important.
Though. Ruthie Polinsky,
yes.
will be
co-hosting
with Zach. Is that right? Is that tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Okay, so we'll get to talk to those two tomorrow. But Ruthie loves that. She just died. Like, I sit next to her in the press box.
Uh-huh.
She and Haw,
sure.
And I got Emma on the other side. She just absolutely loves that. So she could tell you all about that.
Loves what?
But that Manungai, the thing he just played, the thing. The Lion King,
okay.
The thing that everybody,
okay.
The thing. Come on, man. The thing. But as for Manungai, like, he taught, the way he is playing is the way he was scouted and what we were told. He's a bowling ball. I just didn't know that would play at the NFL level. Like, with the guy that size and all that stuff. Like, that's fun in college, but can you really bounce off of guys? And boy, was I wrong. Of course, he has and has been very good. And one of those guys that you didn't think you would have helping you this year.
At all. He is. When he hits the hole, I think we can all agree, it's almost shocking to see... It's never somebody hitting him and him going back. Rarely that's the case.
Yeah.
It's always him getting ahead of steam, getting 2 or 3 yards, and then finding a way to get another 2 or 3.
Decisive with his first look and then never ready to end the run. And that is the way he's been. And look, DeAndre Swift will never say it. I think it's a pride thing. But he is playing better this year in terms of the way he's playing, in terms of hitting the holes. And maybe it's a lot easier with this offensive line.
True.
So I have to give some
Pro
credit
Bowlers
to that. But we all know, there's some. We're going to get into that in our next segment. The Bears have Pro Bowlers that we could talk about, and they're not just throw-in guys. But doesn't he look different to you?
Yeah.
In the term, like, the first step so many times last year was, where are we going with this?
Yeah, I think far too. I think Ryan Poles. This is the DeAndre Swift that Ryan Poles envisioned, right? Someone that can be effective not only between the tackles, but also with pass catching out of the backfield. I think what Ben Johnson has done to elevate his game is really put him in a position where he has cutback lanes, right? Where he might not have had those last year where he was being asked to hit a hole and then continue on. This one, it's hit the hole, but if it's not there, look, Coastin Loveland blocked this guy on the back end. So maybe check that out to see if you have that one. And I think that's what we've been able to see, where he's been able to use his quickness to pick up extra yards in that way.
And it's turned into a straight-up weapon. Couple of things before we take the break and then come back and talk about Pro Bowlers. Yes, texter from the 773 says, don't you dare forget about Mean Mike Brown on that team. Yeah, I did. I did leave Mike Brown out, and he was one of the best. God, I wish that guy would have. I mean,
healthy.
You talk to Bears players and on that team that lost Derrick Rose. The Super Bowl. They say Mike Brown had played in that game. Oh, well, gosh. Duh, because Daniel Manning, unfortunately, had the blown coverage. I hate for him that's his legacy, Daniel Manning with the Bears, because he's probably like a really good dude.
And he had a good game against
that.
The Saints.
For whatever that's worth. And he was mostly a good Bear. But unfortunately, that's just the way it works in the cutthroat world of professional sports. And then just finishing out our little theme here that just arose of guys that you didn't think would be helping, like Nashawn Wright. That's another guy. Like, no way did anybody foresee that. It would have been impossible. Theo Benedet.
Oh my gosh.
That's another one. Ozzie Chipillo. That's another one. Just the way the season started for him. So we can go on and on. And textures, you could jump in too if I'm missing some here. 312-644-6767. Maybe we jump on a call when we come back because Gabe doesn't really care to talk.
Let the people talk.
Yeah, man. The people really are just knocking at the door right now. So maybe we'll take a couple calls here. And Gabe, this is good for us because Gabe is afraid to talk about the Bears Pro Bowlers. I don't know why. He'll explain that to you next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score with Gabe Ramirez.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Off the fake, on the run. Hirsch going deep downfield and into traffic. And that is picked by Byard, which if it stands is going to be his sixth of the season. They're going to probably at this point, with the official standing back
on the field,
short of
an interception, first down Chicago.
Now he got it. He got his shoulder down. This is really a summation of the year for the Chicago Bears.
Pretty amazing what that Kevin Byard has done for the Bears at his safety position all season long. Prime. That was Prime. Yeah, of course. That's Al Michaels there on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Byard is a Bears Pro Bowler. He is in. No funny stuff. No alternate. Not there because somebody got hurt. Kevin Byard is a Pro Bowler for the Bears. And this is pretty amazing relative to what the Bears' offensive line has been over the last 5 to 7 years. It's really, really nice to be able to say that Joe Tooney and Drew Dolman of the Chicago Bears, Dolman, your center, Joe Tooney, your left guard, these two guys, Gabe Ramirez, are Pro Bowlers. How you like the Bears' offensive line now?
It's just so funny, right? Because you and I, over the last 3 years, talking about the offensive line, it's been in shambles. And then all of a sudden, over the course of one offseason, you get some Pro Bowlers, and you right the ship. And I've even heard people say the Bears have, I've heard them say one of the, but I've also heard them say the best offensive line in the NFL. And when you're thinking about how far we've come from the conversations of, you know, a rotating door of offensive linemen, Ryan Poles getting guys off the street in the last 2 weeks of the season to have bodies in the building, to now be at this place, it feels good, right? Caleb Williams taking less sacks, the run game operating at a high level, Caleb Williams getting an opportunity to throw the ball, right? And them enjoying it, imposing their will, going in 13 personnel, three tight ends to say, hey, we're just going to pound this rock. Why? Because we feel confident in our offensive line. So, yeah, watching it in real time feels good that finally, for the first time, when the Bears are on offense, the offensive linemen are the one making the push as opposed to getting pushed back. And I think that's what we've seen.
It's a true revelation. Right? It really is. Raheemi Harrison Grody on the score. That is the voice of Gabe Ramirez right there. And you just go back to some of the money that the Bears have thrown at players like Lucas Patrick, which seemed like a nice idea at the time. It did not work out. Coleman Shelton was your center last year. He wasn't bad, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. It wasn't supposed to be. He wasn't supposed to be part of the project. Nate Davis, you know, I don't need to really ramble on about Nate Davis. Nate Davis was Nate Davis. God bless Tevin Jenkins, but way too injured, not available enough, not dependable enough. I mean, do I need to go Sam Mustipher as a center for a while? Dude. Do I need to continue to go on?
You were scouting centers for a while.
I was, man.
Third round center, Gabe. I got somebody.
I was.
I know.
You know
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
And so for me, it is just, it's so nice to be able to say that. I'm going to say it again. Joe Tooney and Drew Dolman are Pro Bowlers for the Chicago Bears. So that is fantastic for them, fantastic for the Bears. And nobody here and in the NFL world doesn't think that somebody like Kevin Byard is absolutely worthy of going to the Pro Bowl or being named a Pro Bowler.
Of course. You know, I actually had the luxury here on the score. It was myself and Clay Harbor. We were doing a show, and we talked to Mike Mularkey, the former coach of the Tennessee Titans who drafted Kevin Byard. And I remember that conversation vividly because he told us, he said, one, you have a game record. This is before he played it down, right? And then he mentioned, I don't care who you get at quarterback. He was talking about the eventual drafting of Caleb Williams. He's like, I don't care who you get at quarterback. Your team has already gotten better because you've added Kevin Byard. And I remember the first year, obviously there were some injuries. You weren't necessarily sure about it. I think what you're seeing this year is an intelligent football player that is using his football IQ to put himself in positions where he's able to come up with turnovers. And then, you know, it is difficult. Guys tip the ball and drop it all the time. You have to catch the ball. Like, that is the biggest part that we're missing with these turnovers is that, listen, we've seen Caleb Williams throw the ball into the defender's hands over the course of the last couple of weeks, but they dropped the ball. And that's what makes the Bears defense so spectacular this season, is because not only are they getting there, but they're actually making the grab. That's why Kevin Byard is special this year.
You're right. There is a skill and an art to it, and that doesn't get enough credit. So I'm glad that you did put that out there. Like, think about Jalen Johnson. All the dropped interceptions that was the big knock on him. That hey man, if you really think that you're an elite cornerback in this league, you got to make those plays. I remember pushing back on that a little bit because I think it's really hard, really hard. Maybe the hardest thing in the NFL other than playing the quarterback position to be a top five cover guy.
Yeah.
We all want the interceptions. Yes, they should be expected. But to cover wide receivers in this National Football League at this level with the ball zipping as often as it is, that's rare. That's rare talent. So I sort of took that side of it.
I agree with you. I mean, listen, quarterbacks are throwing the ball before the breaks even happen.
Yes.
So to expect a defender to be within arm's reach of that wide receiver who is catching that ball, but Jalen Johnson has proven even after that, right? Because he wanted to make that point to get some more interceptions.
He did. And he certainly did. We've got people knocking at the door. Let's find out what some of these folks want here. 312-644-6767 is the number. Ray, who do you want to bring me? You want to bring me Riles and Gridley?
Carry him like a baby and bring him over here.
Yeah. Come on in, Riley. You're on the score. Raheemy Harrison Grody.
My daughter's name, Riley.
Oh, hi, Riley. Gabe Ramirez is in. What'd you say?
I think it's Riles, actually. It's Riles, if I heard you correctly.
Sorry.
Riles
and Gridley.
That's, Riles. Your name's Riles with an S, right?
Well, Riles, you've been calling the score for how long? So I know you.
Sure you do. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks for picking up the phone and when I call. Anyway, I think that, first off, real quick, if I may, you're a Hall of Famer. Are you planning to make it down for the Illinois State game in Nashville?
I am not sure about that. As of right now, I will say the
he
best I can do.
He is wearing an Illinois State sweater.
I am wearing my ISU hoodie, so I'm thinking about it. I've got there's been a rumbling in my Redbird text group, so we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, good luck. I think it'll be a good time.
No doubt,
anyhow,
Bears.
What you guys were talking about earlier, and Gabe just mentioned about being able to impose our will, I think we're going to need to do that this weekend coming up against the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'm sorry to do this to you because I know you were waiting, but you are.
Gotta go to break.
You're breaking up. We gotta go to break, but he was breaking up, too. I'm a stickler, Gabe. I'm a stickler.
Grody thing. They don't know, but that's the most grody thing. What? Like, you know what? Gotta go, guys.
I'd like to expand more on that being the most grody thing, but I'll take it. I guess I'll accept that.
That's great.
I know. I started to hear that popcorn. I was like, I don't want to hear
buttoned
that.
Buttoned up.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more buttoned up.
You want to be on G&G, you got to be buttoned up.
That is true. Come ready, man. Yeah. Your phone is
You
playing.
Want us to be buttoned up? We want you to be buttoned
that's
up.
That's right. Don't be playing Team games effort. Through your phone. You got to get on a good phone there,
It's
Riles.
A shame Riles' phone was very good before I put him on hold.
I'm sure it was. Ray's like, don't.
Riles went under a bridge.
Ray's like, don't play me, man. Don't blame me, man. It sounded good to me.
He went under a tunnel, right?
Don't worry. That's what it is.
I'm sorry to have to do you like that, Riles. You know I appreciate you. And thanks for bringing up Illinois State. I'm doing my best not to throw that all over the radio because, you know, it's a little annoying when people go on and talk about their Division I AA college football teams all the time. So I'm going to try not to do that.
When your name is Hall of Fame Grody.
That's true.
As Riles called you.
I am part of it, and I will wear this hoodie every day.
I can talk about it whenever you want.
Which came from, by the way, the sweetest gesture from Marshall Harris, who
really?
Is not here today. Layla's not here either. It's still Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez. We're bringing Patrick Manley into the party next, shall we?
Let's do it.
We are doing that next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.